Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 3, verses 33 through 35. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. Grace to the humble. That's our topic today. For many of us, theoretically, we would like to be humble. But then we realize that to be humble, it might take the process of being humbled. But let's listen to what 1 Peter 5:5 tells us. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Here we see humility is a choice, and the context is in relationships. Pride and stubbornness build walls, but humility can melt them. Let's apply this verse to marriage. Has your husband disappointed you? Have you then, in your frustration, struck back with words or actions? Now, you have a standoff. No one wants to budge. Ladies, when families fight, no one wins. You be the first to say the kind word. You be the first to say, I'm sorry. Mark my words, no matter how he responds, God will bless you because he promised that he would give grace to the humble. It's been said, humility isn't thinking meanly of yourself. It's merely not thinking of yourself at all. So let's humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, because he guarantees that he, God himself, will lift us up. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.